This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
I debated with a friend of mine, and he's talking about, you know, if we feel physical pain, and I told him that the spiritual pain is going to be way more unimaginable. He was telling me that what you refer to as the tares, the wicked ones, they'll be in a resurrected body too. Is that true?
The tares, the wicked, are going to be resurrected, and there's debate about exactly how. It looks like they're going to be resurrected in a body that will not die, in the sense that it will not be literally consumed by fire, but they're going to exist in a form in eternal damnation and hell, conscious torment.
Number 5.
I heard a preacher saying that the ESV has the wrong guy killing Goliath. I was told it was a copyist error when I looked into it.
So I'm not familiar with that particular issue to know if there's any textual variant there. So I just can't tell you at the top of my head. However, I can tell you this, that David picked up 5 stones to go after Goliath. Mm-hmm. And the reason was because there were 4 brothers and cousins total of Goliath.
Right.
And he didn't go after all of them, but later others did kill the other giants, the other ones. So maybe there's something in there. But other than a textual variant, I just don't know.
Number 4.
What's your viewpoint on the 2 witnesses?
In Revelation. I suspect that it's going to be Enoch and Elijah, because both were taken up into heaven.
Okay, I
could be wrong.
What's your viewpoint on the mark of the beast?
The mark of the beast is probably a literal mark or implant into the hand and or the forehead of some sort, some way, in order to control people.
Number 3.
Those that are non-believers that do go to hell, why didn't God just make them go away?
And an illustration I use is, if I were to slap some guy in the street in the face, he might take a swing back at me, he might not, whatever. If I were to slap the president, the real president, whoever that is, in the face, then it's a federal offense. The exact same action gets a different result based on who it's against. And so if we were to sin against the infinitely holy God, the implication is there's an infinite offense because of who it's against. If someone is simply annihilated, then that infinite offense is terminated in a sense. It means that they, the people who committed that offense against that infinitely holy God, don't have to endure the comparative repercussions of that infinite offense. It's not infinite for them. It's temporal, if at all, and they stop existing.
Number 2.
What verses would you like to look at on the whosoever? Like John 3:16?
Yeah, and then whosoever receives him, behold, I stand.
Let's look at John 3:16.
Those are acts of the will.
We agree. We have no problem with that. I don't deny that there's act of human will. But just so you know, in John 3:16, it does not say whoever. It doesn't say that. In the Greek, it's pas ha pistuon, all the believing one. That's the literal Greek, pas ha pistuon. The word for whoever in Greek is hos. It's a omega sigma with a rough breathing mark over the omega. And that exists in the Greek, but it does not exist there. It's all the believing one. That's what John 3:16 says.
Number 1! I believe the gospel that Jesus is God the Father, and he manifests in the flesh.
Oh, you're a heretic. You're a heretic.
And his own receiver not. He put him on
you're
the cross
a heretic.
And he died for the sins of the world.
Okay,
he was buried,
Wendell.
He rose on the third day,
preacher.
Amen.
Preacher. You're a heretic. Hey, preacher. You're on my show here. You're teaching heresy.
Yeah,
saying
yeah.
Jesus.
I just wanted to... Preacher. You can talk, obviously. It's your floor.
Preacher.
But you cut me off. You called me a heretic.
Hey,
how
you are.
Talking?
Hey. You said Jesus is the Father. That's false doctrine.
Amen.
Wait. You
yeah,
said,
let's
you
go to,
said
let's
Jesus
go to
is the...
Isaiah 9:6.
Hey, preacher.
Let's go to
Isaiah
9:6.
Hey, okay. I put him on hold. Oh, I love heretics. I do. I really enjoy it. But they gotta be quiet for a minute. And they gotta let me respond on my own radio show.
You guys give up or you're thirsty for more?
And now the end is near.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
I always trust a guy named Matt Smith on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.